All right, we have Jared and Katie's VHS dating application tapes from the 80s, volume 4. And these are people who in the 80s went to this place in California and they videotaped, you know, and asked them questions. And it's their application for other people to see. Old school dating, right? And now it's all online. There's like seriously 500 plus of these and they are bizarre. Here is our latest one, volume 4.
My ideal man doesn't play the drums, doesn't stay late at the bar, does what he says and says what he does not get a fancy lawyer.
What?
Does not get a fancy lawyer.
What in the hell?
Let me start it over because she's rapid fire at the beginning.
My ideal man doesn't play the drums.
Okay, doesn't play the drums.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't stay late at the bar. Does what he says and says what he does not get a fancy
she
lawyer.
Explains.
That the other person can't afford if things get weird.
Wow.
I like her.
Things get weird.
What?
I like her. That should be a rule.
Doesn't get a fancy lawyer when things go south, and they will.
They will. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't want to get somebody that can afford a fancy lawyer.
He's silly.
Yeah, trust me.
My name's Gwen. I am divorced. I have two kids, and I will not ever regret having those two kids, okay? So that's really important for me.
She just sounds defensive
the
whole time.
Yeah, she does.
Where is any type of, like, good, like, you know, positiveness. It's all like this negative, like, it is bleh. Who the hell wants to date these people?
I don't know. And the same goes for the guy that we've had, too. I mean, it's like they're all on the defense.
Yeah, they're all like sound bizarre.
Yeah.
To tell anyone who's listening, I type 110 words a minute.
That's it. She's hot.
I don't care what she looks like.
Girl.
I mean, back in the day, that was kind of a flex.
Yeah, it was.
But
yeah, you'd have your words per minute test at school.
Actually can type faster, but I keep a little bit for myself. I blew out my knee jazzercising, so I don't want a guy that...
Did she say she blew out her knee jazzercising?
What is that?
You know she's active.
Knees! Both.
Oh, I wish I could just rewind it 5 seconds. Not to replay the whole thing. She blew out both her knees jazzercising.
What is jazzercising?
Like aerobics? In the 80s where you're doing aerobics, but it's to, you know, it's a lot of dance moves.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes it feel like you're not really exercising. You're jazzercising.
Oh, my gosh.
That's too active. My best qualities? I own a timeshare.
Cool.
That's not a good quality.
Back in the 80s, it was a flex.
The green flags for Jared.
Yeah, I know. She doesn't want an expensive lawyer.
She doesn't want exercise.
No. And she, what was the other one?
That's
she
just
said. She did a timeshare. Yeah. This is the trifecta for her.
We need to find her for you right now.
I mean, she'll be 80.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Favorite way to unwind is with a Virginia Slim.
Oh my.
The cigarette?
Gross.
It was so common back then, though.
I know.
So freaking Virginia. You know they used to smoke right in the radio studio? And it was like small, tight, and smoke was just... If you didn't smoke, you would be smoking.
That's how you know they were having fun.
Mm. Yeah. Those were the days.
You used to be able to smoke on an airplane.
Those were the days. Yeah. Now that one's a little weird.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What if it caught fire?
No thanks.
I know.
I also love that restaurants had smoking and non-smoking sections.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
If a restaurant had a smoking section, the whole place was a smoking section.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There wasn't some invisible barrier that stopped it.
It was always the opposite, though. It wasn't that, yes, they have a smoking section. It was they have non-smoking. So on an airplane, was it in the back? Or was it throughout the airplane?
Because
imagine
know.
If you're the person sitting next to you lights up a cigarette and it's normal.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're just smelling it.
No, thanks.
Ugh. Horrible.
And a big scoop of cottage cheese, half a tomato.
Okay. She's out.
Ew. Mm. A Virginia Slim and cottage cheese?
With
at
a slice
the same
of
time?
Tomato. With a slice of tomato.
No, I think she said half a tomato.
Oh, half a tomato.
Half a tomato.
Oh!
Slice that puppy in half and just bite it like an apple.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad's do the pear.
Yep.
That's old school. Is that Southern or is that just old school?
They
put cottage cheese in.
Yeah, cottage cheese and then pears and peaches go together. But then I like the savory, but not with a Virginia Slim. Just got it hanging out of your mouth while you're preparing it.
You like cut a tomato in half.
Ash falls in the cottage cheese. Just stir it a little bit more.
It's like, I wish I could get up and jazzercise. My knees are blown out.
I can't.
Virginia Slim.
Why I want to find love is I just think that everybody deserves a second chance.
Sure.
I want to go to the PTA with somebody.
Aww.
Not just myself. Oh, there's Gwen. She's divorced.
Oh, I relate.
Oh,
when I walk in the church, there's Cher, twice divorced.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'll just sit in the back pew.
Okay.
Just mind my own business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did he run away with his secretary? I left. A great first date with you would be two words. Benny Hanna.
What? Some restaurant. It doesn't even exist anymore.
A hibachi restaurant.
Yeah, think of Benny Hanna. Tejanos, where yeah. the ones where they go and they cook in front of you.
Yeah, it's like yeah. a chain hibachi right? restaurant. Yeah.
It's not around here, though.
I don't think we don't refer to them as, yeah.
My first exposure to that was in the show The Office.
Oh, Benihana.
That's where
oh,
they take
okay.
Michael after he breaks up with Jan to cheer him up.
Oh, Benihana.
Like we're going to go to Benihana, and he hits on the waitresses.
Okay. Benihana. Okay, because we stopped it, because we had to.
Florida. There's some in Florida.
This girl, I mean, I don't understand. It's everyone is like what they don't want, hate, don't do this. Oh, and I like this. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that how it was in the 80s?
I don't know.
Mm. Or maybe because these people are driving to like a film studio to get a VHS tape because things are going so bad they can't meet anybody. They're already depressed. I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me, and no offense, and I know I've almost been there, but it doesn't surprise me that she's divorced. Like, I wouldn't want to be with somebody like that. She's a headache. But and no wonder why the guy ran off with the secretary. It's worth it at that point.
She said she left.
I left him.
Okay.
Yes.
She left.
Of course, because he ran off with the secretary.
Let her have it.
Yeah, I draw the line at running off the secretary.
If I had her, I would be running off with many a secretary because she is awful.
I know. It sounds awful.
Two words. Benihana.
By the way,
yeah.
It's just one word.
I thought it was.
Benihana.
Even better.
One word.
I mean, what guy is going to be like, oh my gosh, she types 120 words a minute? I want to get with her.
Think about how quick those fingers work.
Yeah, baby.
And she's hiding some time for herself. I mean, what the hell?
She's keeping.
I keep some.
She keeps some words per minute to herself typing.
They're my words. I'm surprised Jason's not more upset. She's anti-drums.
Yeah.
I know she feels that way about
air drums. She said drums. She didn't say ear drums.
Oh, you're
I don't
right.
know if that was popular, mm-hmm. popular like it is now.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's popular
it's
now.
It's popular yeah. now?
Yeah, very popular.
Really? Oh,
amongst uh-huh. who?
Very niche.
Jason and Jason.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
What was it recently that you did and I said, Carol, would you rather do that or the air drums? And she didn't know which one. They both were equally
was
annoying.
Was it singing?
I don't know. No.
It was something funny.
Hmm.
I think she still chose the air. She said no eardrums.
No eardrums.
I think that's
yeah.
the ultimate.
Well, it is more popular, but that's fine.
Yeah, what does that mean? More popular than it was? Because
definitely.
It went from zero people to doing it to you doing it?
100% quote increase. Jason, that's anecdotal at best.
Yeah. No. I think I started a trend at one point years ago, 20 years ago. I've been drumming like this for 20 years.
You think you are solely responsible for air drumming?
You no. are taking credit for inventing the air drum.
I think... in the area, I've influenced people to air drum. It's really cool. I mean,
I've never heard anybody more arrogant in my life. And
again,
delusional.
Again, Katie.
You think people are just out there just air drumming and they're okay. like, God, thank God for Jason.
No,
Jason, you should
this.
Record one of these VHS tapes and say, I'm also credited with inventing the air drum.
No, check this out. Put air drumming into... ChatGPT,
yeah,
or actually it's Google, whatever they want. And it says air drumming is often considered a nerdy or an intensely dedicated practice. The nerd element involves memorizing, analyzing.
It doesn't say
and
that.
Perfectly
yes,
imitating specific complex drum fills.
In it does not
cases,
say
the
that.
Exact setup. It says the nerd element.
That what kind of AI is this? That's rude. I'm not. Who is it? I'm never ever using that again.
It says there's benefits. You want a benefit?
Yes.
Beyond just fun.
Yes, thank you.
Air drumming is seen as a way to practice coordination, rhythm, and a tiny workout.
Mm-hmm.
Acting as a form of stress relief.
I think, it's not that I think I influence the world in air drumming. What I think it is let's say I'm at a music venue
uh-huh.
or at, you know, somewhere they're playing a band. I start doing it,
mm-hmm.
and then I notice... other people feel comfortable because they wanted to do it, but I said, you know what, I'm going to do it. It's like breaking the ice.
Oh.
Then other people start doing it there. And remember, the drummer of the band, No Strings Attached, came up to me mm-hmm. and said, are you a drummer? Because you're right on. Mm-hmm. And he gave me and offered me a drumstick.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. And that was his make-a-wish for the year.
Oh, my gosh. That's highly offensive.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
No, Matt. I'm with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Kudos. He didn't know.
Damn.
The dude didn't know.
You know that kid that's dying whose last wish was to see us play the air drum? I gave him a stick.
Oh, there he is on the front row. Yeah, the one that's 5'6". He wears size 28-20 pants.
My God.
Wow. That is incredible.
Thank you, sir.
Little boy.
Wow.